And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody for listening. Make sure you go to SeanGreenShow.com. Make sure you go to the Facebook page, the YouTube page. Every single last interview can be found in each of those places. It's a new month. It's September. And every month, you know, I always got him, Russ Montague, the owner of Nerd Block, all-around geek guru. He's joining us right now on the Super Celebrity Hotline. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
How you doing, man? Good to be back.
Hey, so you know what? Before we get to what's new on Nerd Block and what's going on with Nerd Block, I definitely want to talk to you about Guardians of the Galaxy. I know you've seen it. I want to know what you think about it.
I loved it. Like, I did not see this coming. So, for me, I went into the theater without actually much knowledge of these characters. So, at this point, I was ready to accept whatever story they told me. And I'm glad I went in that way, because from the second it started to the credits rolled, I loved the whole thing.
Yeah, and I liked the way how they integrated the Infinity Stones in this particular film. I mean, we got three stones down so far. We got three to go, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, I'm ready for the Avengers 2. I'm ready for Ant-Man. I'm so ready for all these other Marvel characters. And I'm so excited for Marvel and how they've handled, you know, the entire just comic book movie. It's like they only get better. I never seen one that made me go, you know what, this is a really bad movie. It's always, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy to me was better than the Avengers. And
I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that. I thought the characters were way more charismatic, and I had a different love for each of them. Whereas with the Avengers, you know, I like some of them and I don't like some of them. But this one, I was heavily invested in all the characters, whether they be good or bad. And, you know, I just loved all the little secret things they put in, you know, with at Howard the Duck and all these different things that just popped out of nowhere that I didn't expect were coming. So for me, this was probably one of the best Marvel movies I've ever seen. I mean, and we've watched their progression from the beginning to now. I mean, these guys have perfected a formula. So I want them to go forward with Avengers 2 and with all these, you know, sequels and prequels and I just these trilogies. I want them to go forward with the same way they did Guardians.
Yeah, and one thing I definitely want to actually ask you about, now we talked about Guardians of the Galaxy, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles also was released last month. What did you think of that film?
So I went into this a little cautiously, because I'm a huge Ninja Turtles fan. But, you know, I, like everybody else, was kind of, you know, at first I was taken back by the way they look, because anytime they change something from our childhood, you know, that's the first thing people get offended by. But I love Ninja Turtles, so I was ready for this. And so I went into it cautiously. I got to be honest, I loved it. I really did. I have a few very small critiques, but, you know, aside from that, I liked it. And what I really liked was that the new look of the turtles gave them different personalities in their face, which really brought their individual personalities out more. At least that's what I thought.
Really? Because when I, you know, when I first went into it, I went into it with a negative attitude. When I came out of it, I was still kind of like, meh. But it wasn't totally bad. So I left out of there, and I was like, okay, that's, you know, it's, to me, it was one of those, it's great to see at least one time if you're a Ninja Turtles fan.
I give you that. I'm not saying I loved it. And, you know, there were things I really didn't like. I did not like Splinter at all in any capacity. I didn't feel a lot of connection between certain things. But the four turtles themselves, I actually grew to like them by the end. So for me, that was what I was appreciative of. But, you know, they're going to make a sequel. I hope the sequel can maybe bring back some of the characters we love. I'd love to see Casey Jones. I'd love to see Bebop and Rocksteady. But I want to see some of the guys from the cartoon. I want to see Krang.
Yeah.
I want to see Baxter Stockman. I want to see, like, don't give me the same exact characters we've already seen in past movies.
Right, right. Now, one thing I wanted to talk to you about, too, you went to Toronto's Comic Con. How was it? What were some of the highs and what were some of the lows there?
It was amazing. This was our first Comic-Con ever. So Fan Expo Toronto is huge. It's on par with New York Comic-Con or even with San Diego. I mean, it is Canada's premier comic convention. So this was our first convention as a company ever. And, you know, we had an incredible time. The booth looked amazing. People loved having us there. We got to interact with our audience. So for me, the highs were actually being one-on-one with the audience, hearing what they love, hearing what they'd like to see more of, just getting to interact with them. The lows, wow, standing on your feet for 15, 16 hours a day, man, that takes a toll on anybody. You know, it's a tough gig working the convention. Going for a day or two, walking around, getting to sit down when you want, you know, that's different than actually working it. So it was a lot more work than I had anticipated, but I'm really glad we did it.
And we're talking with the customers, customers or potential customers. Did you leave out of there thinking, okay, this is something I can build off of, something that you wasn't doing before with Nerd Block or Horror Block, and everything else, that you were like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and try something new?
It was interesting. We learned, the biggest thing we learned was that we have a lot of subscribers that are subscribed to multiple subscription boxes, and they want to be rewarded for that, and they should be. And it was something that we didn't really see, so we're totally changing everything up. We're going to be doing a loyalty program, offering discounts for multiple boxes, things like that, to reward people who want to get that much more. Because as it turns out, people really love Horror Block and Nerd Block and the newly released Arcade Block. We have people that have all three of them coming to them once a month. And as a customer, you have to reward them for that.
Yeah, definitely. And Arcade Block. So tell me a little bit about Arcade Block.
Oh, my God. We are so excited about this. So Arcade Block is the only monthly subscription service featuring all video game-related toys, collectibles, and, of course, the T-shirt. So this is everything from retro to current to, you know, what's coming. This is just celebrating video games across the board. So every month, you get the Arcade Block in the mail, which will have a video game-related shirt, plus 4 to 6 video game-related toys and collectibles, along with downloadable content, and just anything you can really want. We are so excited about this, and the reception from our audience has been through the roof.
Wow. And with Halloween coming up, and I'm always teasing this with everybody, with Halloween coming up, you definitely want to get a hold of Horror Block. And if you love horror movies, if you just like, you know, the horror genre, this is the place. This is the way to go. You do Horror Block. You know, I'm a big video game guy. Definitely checking out Arcade Block, because that's all. If I'm not here at the station and I'm not working out, I'm on the PS4. I'm doing something on the PS4.
That's me. So, that you got me pegged.
Yeah, definitely. So everybody, just make sure you check out, you know, Nerd Block, Horror Block, Arcade Block. Oh, my God. So much going on. Nerd Block Jr. What we got going on with Nerd Block Jr.? Is there anything new going on there?
Always. You know, we've just done a huge deal with Hasbro and with Mattel. So we are really getting into some of the top nerdy toys and collectibles for kids. And, you know, they want Batman, they want Superman, they want My Little Pony, they want all these top brands that their older brothers and sisters are into as well. And so, you know, forming relationships with Hasbro and Mattel has been transformative for us, and they are both phenomenal companies to work with. So they're opening up a lot of doors for a lot of great products, but, you know, they also have a lot of great products for adults. So I'm really excited that relationship gets to extend out into our classic block as well.
Great. And there you have it. Russ Montague, owner of Nerd Block, shirtpunch.com. Make sure you check out all this stuff. Look, I wouldn't have him on if the stuff wasn't cool. It is ultra cool. Make sure you go there. Subscribe to the multiple blocks there. Trust me, you won't be disappointed. And Russ, I love talking to you each month, man, because it's just fun to talk to you, man.
Thanks so much, man. We will talk again soon.
Definitely. We'll be back right after this.